Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the street.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I consider another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kicking off the weekend with the most partiest animalist that... I don't know if those are real words. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so Smith joins me. She does every week. Help us get in that party mood. Right? Now, what does that look for?
Well, I don't know. You said that this is a session of sanity. First of all, that's pretty hard to say. And second of all, I don't know if I'd be your best representative of that.
For sanity?
For sanity.
Have you read some of those articles out there? Okay. I mean, I'm telling you. These people, they're not just off. They're like off, right? Nowhere to be found again.
It's like they take pride in being off nowadays.
I know, right? I mean, seriously, they really, truly believe that we're the whack ones. I mean, big-time whack ones.
Yeah. See, very odd times.
Okay, I got to play this one for you. You're like, this is one of my favorite, like, TikTok peoples. And this person is highly upset that they can't get her pronouns right. Or it's pro. I don't even know. Take a listen. I mean, I don't know. I really don't.
Don't try.
Here we go.
Okay, this is going to be like a little bent, little heart-to-heart thing, really, that I don't expect anybody to watch. But, I am trans. I am non-binary. I use they, them pronouns. And I just started a new job, which is always kind of that mix of, like, anticipation, but also nervousness. But then because I'm non-binary, there's also this extra level of nerves of, am I going to be treated like a human being because, I don't identify as the gender that I was born as. And today, you know, things went good.
She's going to complain about her manager in a minute, but I want you to know something. She's got this big ring in her nose, okay? She has blue hair. She looks almost like she's got caked on white makeup, you know, the cake makeup that they put on your face. And have it's kind of a reddish flesh, somewhere between flesh and red colors all the way around her eyes, you know, bottom and top. Okay? Like somebody, I mean, like she has black and blue eyes, but they're not black and blue, they're kind of reddish pinkish. So, so listen.
Got the picture.
Like my manager and my bosses have been totally chill with my dead name and everything like that.
My dead name, yeah.
But pronouns. Pronouns are not that hard. I usually wear a big, flashy pronoun pin that says they, them. Or multiple pronoun pins that say they, them on my shirt.
Did all the demons in her agree to that? Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Let's see.
Where they are visible on my chest. You have eyes. You manage people. You are in charge of other people. I know you can read.
So this is the part. It's like you manage other people. You're smart. You must have some kind of education to do this. That's why he can't call you they, them. Unless he starts drinking and sees more than one
Bingo.
Of you. Correct?
Bingo.
Yeah.
How much do they want from people? You make yourself look ridiculous And then you say that you have to suffer the anticipation and the nervousness of walking into a public situation and wondering if they're going to treat you like a human. Well, you bring such attention to yourself. I don't know. I mean, I do know. They don't have anything that they can latch onto that's higher than themselves. These kids are so lost that they just want to challenge everybody and be as ridiculous as they can be or as mentally messed up as they can be so they can blame others.
Yeah, but flush that out. They're mentally deficient. I don't want to beat on them. That they've been so taught
no,
that everything they think is right and that if they don't feel this way, they can just be something else. It just doesn't work. It doesn't teach you to fight through anything or work through anything, does it?
No, but I think that what they want on a deeper level is I think they want attention, acceptance, and love. But of course they don't want to get it from God. I mean, a lot of us that don't make ourselves look ridiculous, we don't necessarily get that from our own families, but we can get it through God, but they reject Him too.
Yep.
So they're latching on to this transgender non-binary. Okay, if you want to be, but you don't have to wear, if you're wearing a bone in your nose, blue hair, red eye makeup, and your pronouns splashed all over your hat or your t-shirt, this is a serious cry for attention and love. And rather than deal with that aspect of their psyche or personality, they would rather wag the finger at anybody who looks at them oddly.
But think about something. How do you... You can't even get this stuff under control since they don't even all agree on the terminologies, how they're supposed to be used, right? I mean, that's a true statement. You can go through all these interviews, and it's just interesting. So maybe we should have them wear bands or have to have a tattoo on the side of their head so we know what they want to be called that day or something. But it is getting ridiculous.
We don't have to call them that, whatever they want. Listen, again, it's such control. They want such control, and maybe it's because they believe they live in a world that they have no control. I heard one of these young, I don't know what they're called, Generation Zers, I guess, talk about how life is for them.
I'm a generation, oh my God, I mean.
Oh my God. Because of, you know, they were born after 9/11, that their whole world, all they've ever known is...
Okay, wait a minute. Hold the 9/11 thought, because... We got to pay for the show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let
me see. Yeah. Okay. Tony Smith will join me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back or you're going to miss it. I don't know what it is today, but you'll miss it.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best
best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you see flying televisions, go home and go back to bed. I mean, seriously. And call for help. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me. She does on a regular basis. And we were talking about, you know, these kids that have issues, I'll put it that way, right? But 9/11, you were talking about we have a generation of these kids from 9/11. But 9/11 was how many years ago now, 20 years?
Right, but what they're saying, and this is just one girl I heard talking to Steven Crowder one day, and she was very thoughtful, and she was trying to explain the issues of her generation. And I'd never heard it before, so I was grateful to hear it. But the world that they live in has always been so cautious. She says she was talking about how overly protective parents are in their generation.
Oh, that's true.
They had to wear helmets to walk down the street. There's always stranger danger. There's always this looming.
My dad would have said, when you fall, put your hands over your head. Then it's easier to replace your fingers in your brain.
I tell my grandson when he falls on the ground, I go, you didn't hurt my floor, did you? You know. But that's not the world they grew up in. So I'm just trying to be a little bit sympathetic to and listen to what she's saying. But she's saying, well, is it help? She's not making excuses for it. She was because she admitted that their generation is really screwed up. But she tried to give a perspective that they've been raised in not only being coddled and being told that everything. Listen, kids that came out of World War II parents also we had our things that. You know,
yeah, but okay, but
hippie generation was raised out of that.
All right, but slow down. You and I are close to the same age. I grew up
on
the East Coast. What's that?
I'm much younger.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yeah, yeah. I grew up on the East Coast in Boston, and we had air raid drills. We didn't have earthquake drills. We didn't have active shooter drills. We had air raid drills, right? Why? Because at any time, the Ruskies could drop an atomic bomb in Boston, and we needed to know that if we got under our desks, that would save us from the radiation.
With our hands clasped
right?
behind,
with your hands behind your head. Why didn't that affect us mentally as much as the stuff today does?
Because, and I'm going to play... Generation Z Devil Girl right now, okay?
Yep.
From listening, if you look at that, other than that, I don't know that we had any other, like you said, you had a dad that said basically get over it. We had playgrounds that were made out of metal and cement.
Oh, and the monkey bars were over tar and cement.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you fell, you learned how to bounce.
Right, so we also didn't have the stranger danger, can't get out of your parents' sight, the constant 24/7 news cycle explaining every horrible thing that's going on all over the world. I mean, I try to see it. I tried to see it through this girl's eyes as she's explaining. Then they get locked down for 2 years from some bogus virus that was supposed to kill everybody. And it didn't. You see young kids to this day. I don't fault the older people, the unhealthy people, if that's what they choose to do. But you see young kids walking around in masks to this day. So there's been a major, I think, psyops gone on with this generation. So what do? They get to reject God. So what do? They have to come up with something else that's going to get them attention, love, force people to pay attention to them. They're really messed up, and they won't, and they can't get help because their focus is so outward. Their focus is so on controlling others and making people look at me, see me, feel me.
Yeah.
You know,
I hate to say it this way, but you know, I was brought up under the thing. Like, what makes you so special? Stop it.
What makes
Stop
you
drawing
so
attention to yourself.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can stand out without going. Look at me. You know.
My relatives used to say, "Stop smelling yourself."
Stop it.
So, God, but these kids have real serious problems, and unfortunately, rather than getting help with those problems, I mean, to me, this girl should have been amazed and grateful that someone hired her.
If she went in, I know, I'm going to get heat for this, but if she went in looking like she did for a job, I would give her the interview, but I would have never called her back. Okay, because as much as they want to be themselves, which is fine, you know, I grew up at a time when, you know, kids wore some crazy, not like they do today, but wore some crazy stuff, right? But you knew enough that when you went into the workplace, there was a certain way you looked.
Clean up your ass,
right? If you wanted to have tattoos, fine, cover them up with your sleeves or, you know, long sleeve shirts and that kind of stuff. But now they walk in with steel in their face and want to know why you won't hire them.
And then this generation has been told that even if they try to play a game, show up and participate, they get equal amounts of accolades as the kid who works really hard. Tests are changed for them because they're racially biased or, you know, so they don't have anything. They have nothing to latch on to. So they're grasping at straws, and their parents are told, that if you don't affirm this behavior, that you're going to have a dead child, which is just sad manipulation. It's blackmail, and it's wrong. But it just shows you how, listen, the left is the party of death, and it starts with our children, and that's what these kids are. They're being used. And,
right.
and they don't, they, you know, they, and they don't really know that. They're seeking for an identity, and they're seeking for love and affirmation the wrong way.
Right.
And this party, the left, is willing to step in and fill that void for them in the worst way possible.
I don't disagree with you. I really don't. And maybe that's where the teachers kind of came in for us, too. Because some of those kids who had weak parents, you had a strong teacher, you know,
right.
and strong teachers.
Right.
And, you know, I say this, I know somebody's going to send me a nasty, but, you know, I had nuns who were very well versed in the yardstick, how to use a yardstick.
That's right.
And, right? And I had, when I got to high school in those days, I had, you know, counselors and teachers who were well versed and were to give you a little tap upside the head and go, are you with us here or what? What are you doing?
Right.
You know, it made me a little stronger.
I heard this argument from teachers, professors, whatever, during COVID, and it also made me aware, because I never think of the importance that teachers have over your life, but they were saying that sometimes school and their teachers and their counselors, even though they're not allowed to hit us in the head with rulers anymore, that was for many children their safest spot.
Pause.
So
you know why? Because we got to make some money. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Lumber coming up right after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The White House says it will commit federal resources to East Palestine, Ohio, for as long as it takes, following the derailment of a train that released toxic materials. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says he'll keep up the pressure on Norfolk Southern Railway.
We will hold them accountable to make sure every resident is made whole and this community can get back on track. This community can do what it needs to do to move forward.
Four U.S. troops were wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria earlier today.
Conducted a helicopter raid against an ISIS senior leader, a man named Hamza al-Hamzi. And he was overseeing the group's deadly terrorist network in eastern Syria before he was killed in the raid.
Officials said the troops and a military dog were treated at a U.S. medical facility in Iraq. The four, part of U.S. Special Forces. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 Who put this music together? This is not me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I mean, I'm good with the Star Trek reference. I mean, that's my day for sure. You know, think about it. See that? Even on TV, we weren't about werewolves and all that other crap and, right, all the gory dark side. We were exploring space and finding new people we could get along with. Weren't we?
Come on, you're painting a crazy picture. I fell in love with horror movies from my childhood. The classic.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Back in the 70s, come on, you... When somebody got shot, right? It was a ketchup bottle that fell apart. And then, you know, if you really wanted a lot of gore, you would take somewhat chewed up meat and throw it around, you know, make it look like
body. It was not graphic. And what that also goes to my point earlier that I was making about what these kids are exposed to. So if you're talking about horror in their real lives, and then their visuals, which are coming at them at lightning speed, and those are violent and well done. I mean, I have to say that we've gone with, you know, CGI and special effects and all that.
So pause. Think about something here.
Mm-hmm.
You've turned, and this was an early fall. Video games were being fought for this in the early days, where you were now teaching these kids. Where, you know, the killing and what have you was just a video game. It wasn't a big deal, what have you. I remember having Marines on the show one time, and the Marine, the drill sergeant that was there, we were talking about the young kids coming up. He said, they're much more coordinated. They're much more deadly. Why? Because of the video games. They learned, you know, hand-to-eye coordination before they even got into the military. So we kind of deadened the reality of death. Because you press a button, everybody comes alive again. And so now they've become so realistic. I don't know if you've seen some of the games of today. It's like you're right there with it. The guy standing next to you looks real.
Right.
So where's the sensitivity? It's gone now, right?
It is gone. I don't believe that it's going to turn a kid who's a non-killer into a killer. But I do believe that these kids have so much that they feel frustrated about. I'm not going to say so much to feel frustrated about. I'm going to say that they have been taught to feel oppressed, offended, all of this. They have so much more now that they feel offended by. You can't even break up with somebody anymore. Some twisted kid thinks, you know, he's got to go in and blow away the whole school.
But Sonia, when my mom took me out of predominantly, it was 110% Italian neighborhood, right, where we all kind of had parents that came out of the same situation. And then I went into what we jokingly referred to as a WASPy neighborhood, right, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. If you were Catholic, you were weird. If you were an Italian Catholic, you were even weirder, right? So you go there, and it was always a challenge. It was always a fight because I was a kid that didn't have new clothes. I didn't have a new car or a newer car. You know what I'm saying? There were things that I didn't think about shooting up that place.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. And there is that argument about, you know, do these games cause someone who wouldn't be a killer to be a killer, or do they help them along?
Or make it easier for them.
Make it easier. And they really are very graphic, and it kind of gives you a way. I don't know. But I know that we weren't raised in a time where if somebody teased us, we were allowed to fall apart or blame the other people or have some big, huge national campaign against bullying. But I will say bullying via the internet is a whole different ball of wax that these kids have to deal with.
Well, yeah, but where's the parenting come into all that?
When your kid is online, the reality is you're not seeing. Listen, I've gone to Christian programs called Protecting Young Eyes, and there was it's a great program. But what they one of the documentaries that they show a snippet from is from a kid from a Christian household whose parents had the wherewithal to put the computer in the common space in the kitchen. This kid was never allowed to go to his room, go to the bathroom, any of that stuff with his device. Still, he saw, as it's so easily done, an image of pornography, and the kid has a horrible pornography addiction, and he's only 13. So these kids, if you want to go back to when you were a kid, if you wanted to see a woman in underwear, you had to sneak and coerce.
It was never a problem for me, but go ahead.
But kids nowadays, it's piped into their home. They're seeing images, whether they be violent or whether they be addictive pornographic material, that they're seeing on a regular basis in rapid speed. So I do believe that. I guess I'm saying all this to say I do believe they have their challenges. This transgender thing is a trend, and it's being pushed on as they're a part of a group. They're a part of somebody. It gives them their identity to have no identity. So I see why it's happening. I'm just sad, and I think that, you know, yeah, it's funny. We can joke about it, but they just seem like a generation that needs a hug.
they really need a hug
and God's love.
My dad would say, you know what they need? They need a slap upside the head. That's what they need, you know.
Unfortunately, these kids have been told that slap is not love. That slap is violence.
Oh, got it.
This generation thinks that words are violent.
I want you to think about something. So we gave into that, right? We gave into, you know, you physically punishing a child teaches them violence. However, violence is much worse in schools and among young people today than it was when I was a kid.
The outcome of what the left preaches has never been consistent, you know?
Yep.
They want to ruin our kids.
Well, they want control. They want to blow up the nuclear family. They want to blow up. They call it traditional old school stuff, you know?
Right, which ruins kids. They know that what we did, what you're talking about, how you grew up, it works. It creates strong individuals. It creates patriotic Americans.
Ooh.
So how do you get rid of all of that?
Well, they try to show you how being a patriot. You know, look at, you had white, I went back and forth with somebody, we won't talk about it today, but about me being a white Christian nationalist, right in line with our founding fathers who wanted a white Christian nation. And I'm thinking to myself, you have done no research whatsoever into our history, but you're spewing that left line, so to speak, aren't they?
Right. And they can, because they control the media.
Yep.
They control the schools. They control everything. Listen, you know what a movie buff I am, and I've got no life. So I tend to watch a lot of movies, whether they be new, whether they be old. But I will tell you that I am usually 15 to 20 minutes into a new movie where there's homosexual themes.
Yeah.
I don't even mind the theme, but I don't need to see. Just and listen, let me tell you something. What bothers me about that is I know it's an agenda. I don't like manipulation. But the other thing about it is it's bad writing. It's like,
well, I don't want to see heterosexual.
That's exactly where I was going.
Go ahead.
If I don't care about the character at this point, if you haven't brought me to a place where I care that this character, this couple is having sex, or if they're in love or kissing, I don't even need to see. I will zoom past that because you haven't earned it. But yeah, I don't want to see two dudes or two chicks because that's an agenda.
But think about
really
something.
Insulting.
Think about some of the greatest movies that you have seen that do not have descriptive sex scenes in there, or 20-minute lip locks. That kind of thing. Moonstruck. Now, I'm not a big fan of Shears. I'm sorry, but I'm not. But that was a great movie. Depicted the Italian culture. There was a perceived bedroom scene, right? I remember that when he picks her up.
Right.
I'm taking you to my bed.
Right.
But there's not a 10-minute sex scene in that.
No.
Yeah. You know what happened.
Yeah.
But that's not what the movie's about. You know what I'm saying?
But everything is more...
Go ahead.
We've been dumbed down, and you think kids have been dumbed down in school? We've also been dumbed down.
Have we?
You know, so there's some directors who, but we just, I think, see we're exposed to too much, and our poor little brains have not caught up to how that any of that's healthy, and especially for kids, their brains aren't even really fully developed until they're 25. So if they're exposed to hundreds of times more stuff than we were as kids. I don't think it's fair for us to go, when I was a kid.
Well, when we were kids, it was completely different. I'm somewhat in agreement with you. But they're being bombarded in schools with, I saw a TED Talk this week about how if a 12-year-old girl decides that she's wants to have sex with someone, she should be allowed to. She should be allowed to make those decisions
And didn't we say it was coming to this?
We did. But we were right-wing wackoids, right? All right, got to go for a break. I really want to talk more about this in the second break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe? Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I'm telling you people, I didn't pick the music. I'm more of a 70s non-disco guy, you know, rock and roll, real rock and roll, not that crap they call rock and roll. Anyway, Joe Mazzito, your host. I know, I sound like the old guy screaming, "Hey, get off my lawn!" Anyway, Joe Mazzito, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the party off. Sonia.
Yes, sir. Ooh, you're going to get in trouble for me calling you sir.
Ooh, yes, no, sir. If you had said yes, sir, then you're right. I'd get a whole bunch of emails, you know, because I remember in the early days, I'd get a lot of, when Xander Gibb was on, you were on, Zoe was on. You guys were all my token black and gay people.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Oh, my God. If I could find a black, gay, transgender person, it would be great.
Boy, be
I would
great.
I would shoot at the top of the whatever, you know, the charts or something.
Yeah. The massive chart.
Oh God.
Yeah. I know. But you know what the problem is? That they don't have any sense of humor, and that's another thing that has to be. I mean, look at this poor child that you played earlier. She doesn't even get why people would look at her funny. She just is mad that they do. Yet she goes out and tries to look as ridiculous as she can to draw attention to herself and then defies anybody to notice. You got to have no sense of humor and no self-awareness to do something like that.
What's funny is when you look at one of these young ladies, if you would, no matter what they identify as, okay?
Right.
Let's just say that they're somewhat well-endowed and they have all the right curves and their hair is done a certain way and they've got makeup. Apparently, if I say, excuse me, young lady or miss, I guess soon I'll be able to be thrown in jail for doing such a terrible, nasty thing, right?
You can't even say that someone looks nice. No, I know. I like your hair. Nothing. That person gets thrown in jail, but the person who doesn't, satisfy someone's pronouns, which is grammatically just incorrect.
Well, now, look, there's a push on that says, if I, as a quote-unquote straight white male, wouldn't consider dating a transgender female, then I'm a hater.
Right.
No, I just like all the original parts in the right place.
You're not going to know original parts. I was just thinking about this yesterday. In the future, mark my word, everything I have said about the future has come to pass. And in the future, guys will have had, knowingly and unknowingly, so many physical relationships with men.
Stop it.
That it's... Where else can it go? Where else can it go? Girls, by larger numbers, are turning into boys and refusing to have children, and they're bouncing all over the place with their partners. So it's going to be very few girls.
You're right, though. They're refusing to have children.
Right.
Now, why would I bring them in such a world? Well, why did you create such a world?
Right. They don't know that. They think that they're trying to... They're the betterment of the world. So guys are going to have very few choices. But then again, we're raising guys to be wimps. So they're not going to know what to do with real women anyhow. And then that whole pornographic world where guys are looking hotter than real women. Real women pride themselves on going around no makeup and sweats and all that, and then guys are going out and...
Well, did you hear?
They look pretty fabulous.
That woman that came out, she did a whole series of podcasts on where to find your man. Where was it? Home Depot. She said, ladies, you want to find yourself a real man? Somebody who can take care of you and take care of the house and take care of himself? Go to Home Depot.
And she was a straight woman?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Sooner or later, I think sooner than later, Home Depot is going to be infiltrated by guys who look like girls because they want to live the female's lifestyle. And they want guys. And listen, I was a dancer and an actress. I lived in a community of men who like to... infiltrate, I'll just use that word politely, straight male's world, the world of a straight male. So don't think that they're going to stay out of Home Depot.
No.
They want to infiltrate that world. So I'm telling you, there's not going to be very many choices in the future. Give it 10 years.
Yeah. All right, so we got to talk about the most important thing happening on the planet. The Super Bowl.
Okay.
Did you stand for the Black National Anthem? I need to know. Just you and me. Here. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say it. See, you're just hitting me on a day where I'm not being a militant right winger.
No, but here's the deal. First of all, I'm not offended that it was a Black National Anthem in particular. I'm offended that they're on American soil, they're playing an American pastime game, and the American the National Anthem had to play second fiddle. Okay, that's what I'm irritated about. And the hullabaloo that's been put out there, yes, the 60s term, isn't it great the two black quarterbacks finally were able to lead a team to victory? And I'm thinking, there's been plenty of black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. How about we drop the black and say, isn't it great that we had two Christian quarterbacks who decided to take a knee and not for whatever, they took it for oppression, they took a knee to thank God for getting them where they're at today, but none of that was talked about. Yeah. Your thoughts?
We would all had our preference. I'll be honest with you. If
the, no, lie to me. All the other women of my wife do. I mean, anyway, go ahead.
If the pre game, I'm not a big sports fan, so I don't know what it's called. But if the presentations before the Black National Anthem hadn't been so patriotic, then by the time, because I don't know if you remember, and I wrote it down because I couldn't believe that they were doing so much tribute to America, and I just thought it was softened. So by the time they really it was a patriotic theme, an America First theme, then they sang the song, and everybody I thought was respectful of that. Do I think that that's the place for it? Do I? No, and I think that there's a history of that song that is not. It actually praises freedom. I think that if they gave some sort of a history, a little blurb in the beginning.
I'm somewhat on the same page as you. It's February. It's Black History Month.
It's Black History Month. I don't have a... And then I thought, you know...
But there was no...
The whole thing about Pat Tillman. I mean, I thought they did the flyover with the women. I thought it was extremely patriotic, but I don't watch Super Bowl, so that could be what they do all the time. My grandson said, oh, they always have flyovers. But I said, but, you know, they were women. So I thought they did a really good job. And I thought that the when they did do the national anthem, the inclusive one, that it was done really well. They went way out, and they did that.
I want you to think about
a lot
something.
Of production involved.
The simplicity,
so
though, of the U.S., of the national anthem, the simplicity of a guitar and a
it
singer.
Was wonderful.
Wasn't it? Great idea.
Was, I'm like, look, I ain't mad at it. And then you get shots of people crying. Nobody was
taking
the knee.
Football players crying.
Yes, crying.
Come on.
So, listen, if they want to sing the Black National Anthem and Cheryl Lee Ralph, because we love her, older black woman is out there blowing it, and just a handful of, and then the people who were, I think just before that was the tribute to Pat Tillman, and so I'm like, okay, I can deal with this. I did not have a problem with it. Now, if it was as contentious as it was during the Kaepernick or whatever, then I would say, okay, this is in our face. But it really felt like it was sort of fair and balanced. I wish it were not separated. I wish that a little history could be told about the Black National Anthem. And that it isn't a song of exclusion. It's a song of gratefulness.
Right. But the problem is, in light of today's cancel culture, climate as a whole, when you play those things without explanation, without all of a sudden it's like, oh, here we go again.
Right,
you can't even have a football game without interjecting this kind of thing.
Right.
So they bring it on themselves as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they do, but the left is not aware of what they do. So they don't know that they've insulted, that they insult people constantly, and we're sick and tired of them. They don't get that.
How can you be sick and tired of them? They're so enlightened and wonderful people.
They don't know. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And
oh, no kidding.
It is so true. Listen, I have had a week-long discussion with my daughter about this show, this movie that's on Netflix. I thought I sent you the link. It's called This Is Us or You People. It's called You People.
Oh, I like that already. You don't even have to tell me what it's about. I like You People. That's my favorite line.
Wonderful star.
All right. So listen, if you really want to tell this story, you have to stay on.
I can't.
Huh?
I can't. I got baby duty.
All right. We'll have to tell it next time. Anyway. Okay. Sonia Schmidt, you find you here every week, guys, with me right here, Joe Messina. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You have to put up with me for the next 2 hours. I really feel sorry for you. So I'm going to have a great weekend.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?